coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance. The All Share up 0.5% today, with gains coming through across the board. Financial 15 seeing most of the or doing most of the heavy lifting with its 0.72% climb. The Resources 10 component not too far behind, up 0.7%, and the Industrial 25 segments just over 0.5% to the good. Welcome back. Well, we're joined in studio now by independent analyst Liston Maitrys as we blitz through the day's markets action. Thanks so much, Liston, for joining us this evening. So the JSE trading higher in line with most global stocks today. And this as we start to see second quarterly company reports gain attention. It's been against expectations for, lower profits on a concern over growth in the longer term, but it seems to be beating some of those expectations. How convinced are you, or is it more a case of where this bar has been set in the first place?
Well, the answer to your question is not convinced at all, because what people do is they change their expectation a week or so before the results, knowing pretty well they're going to be lower than they had as expectations 3 and 4 months ago. So naturally, they beat the expectation. Now, that's not good if the expectation has been lowered. So I think we want to be extremely careful again, when the headline reads beats expectation. Yeah. If it beat last year's, which is up, but only by 2%, that's not terribly exciting. I've seen companies with actually lower earnings being beating estimates and going up as a result. And I'm saying, golly, I think there's something not quite right. That people are just in too much of a hurry to read the headline, make a decision. But again, it's one of those situations where you've been left out. The S&P is nudging 3,000 again. I suspect it will go through that no matter what. And part of that will be our friend Jay Powell coming through later in the week.
Absolutely. Of course, we've got US earnings stealing bulk off the attention, but we've started to see SA Inc. report as well. Where's your buy expectation being set as far as local earnings are concerned?
Now, again, local earnings, it depends very much what you count as local earnings. So we have a company called Renette listed on our board, and as we saw, their earnings were down there, or their net asset value was marked
down 6.4%.
Not good. But that company doesn't operate in South Africa, and you'll find the same for a number of others. Locally, I'm still thinking that, and we saw it for Kumba, by the way, that was a very surprising, not in terms of that it was up, but how much it's up and how much the divvy was, because I can go back just to the beginning of 2016 and Kumba was trading at 31 Rand. They're now declaring an interim dividend of 31 Rand. If you had the courage to buy when it was at its all-time low, you are getting a return.
Did bar. You have the courage?
I didn't. My firm didn't. We looked at it very, very carefully. So we didn't buy at that level, and part of the reason was we already had some. So, when it's gone down with you in it, you tend not to rush and buy more.
Having said that, though, I mean, that Kumba earnings report that was tabled having to do a lot with the price of iron ore and then a weaker rand exchange rate over the period as well. So as far as operations are concerned, how convinced are you that we are looking at a sustainable operation here?
I think that part is true, and it applies elsewhere. And if you're going to get to my stock pick, we'll talk about it again. But I just think a lot of people totally miss, if you're a bank, you can only get a margin that your competitors will allow you to get. If you're a retailer, you can only get the margin that you can get, but bearing in mind the cost of the staff, bearing in mind the cost of the premises, bearing in mind the economy and the maxed out consumer, you can only get a certain margin. But here, your costs are in rand, and suddenly the rand is favourable. The iron ore, in this case, price goes up, and you get margins of 40%, 60%. You cannot get that in a bank or a retailer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I want to take a look at Mondi, though. It was the amongst the better performers today. Sappi outperforming it, only just a 2.5% gain coming through for Sappi. But Mondi trading 2% higher as well. This after the company said it expects its underlying earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization for the 6 months ended June to be above the comparable here. How are you feeling about Mondi right now?
Again, 16%. Up is about what they said.
9 to 16.
9 to 16. And, you know, that's positive. At least it's not a sad news story. But remember, Mondi is an international company, largely. So, you know, you can't say that was due to the rand and that was due to whatever else. And again, 16% is not that good, but against alternatives, it looks positive. And I certainly think that was higher than many people had in as their expectations. Although I will say, go back probably 2 years, and we were looking at Mondi, and we said, but have a look at this. It's trading on a price earnings multiple of 22, and the best we can see for it going forward, and before that was a year or three, was earnings growing by 15%. And we said it was actually quite expensive at that time relative to its potential. So again, a little bit of daily move, headline hopping, as we call it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of restructuring that the company's undergone as well. How are you feeling about how the operation is looking right now?
Well, again, it's what I expect of management, is to look for efficiencies, do some changing. It's not that they really have much opportunity for the digital revolution or the fourth industrial revolution, as far as I'm concerned. You know, they're still in old-time product and selling it as necessary, obviously. But other companies, you know, are certainly, you know, using the fourth industrial revolution to their advantage. And I would expect that to come through in a number of places. And I say the hard task is actually saying who is going to be first there. And sometimes the leading edge is the bleeding edge. So they do it all. They pay the school fees of going through the process. And their opponents pick it up afterwards, yeah. and do just as well.
Well, listen, you piqued our interest right at the top. What is your stock pick?
My stock pick is Northam. Now, the interesting thing, you know, was the story of Implats today. Doing whatever and looking good, and Royal Bafokeng saying we're going to come out with a loss. And Northam, I've spoken, I don't know if you were in the seat at the time when I had it as my stock pick a little while back, but certainly it's one of the few places that I look and I say, you know, where is the growth going to come from? And in that particular case, I can see growth coming from about three or four different points. Again, coming back to your point on Mondi, exactly what I expect management to do for me, putting various things together. Certainly in the bad times, people said, gosh, why are they spending that money? Gosh, but that's expensive. And I expect them to reap the rewards as we go forward.
Let's leave it there, Liston. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, independent analyst Liston Matjies. What is your stock pick?
My stock pick is Northam. Now, the interesting thing, you know, was the story of Implats today, doing whatever and looking good, and Royal Bafokeng saying we're going to come out with a loss. And Northam, I've spoken, I don't know if you were in the seat at the time when I had it as my stock pick a little while back, but certainly it's one of the few places that I look and I say, you know, where is the growth going to come from? And in that particular case, I can see growth coming from about three or four different points. Again, coming back to your point on Mondi, exactly what I expect management to do for me, putting various things together. Certainly in the bad times, people said, gosh, why are they spending that money? Gosh, but that's expensive. And I expect them to reap the rewards as we go forward.
Let's leave it there, Liston. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, independent analyst Liston Matjies.